It's time for OTV Top 10.
This is Akanksha. You're listening to OTV Top 10. Today is the 18th of December and here are the top news of the day. India successfully test-fired new generation nuclear-capable ballistic missile Agni-P. The Defence Ministry said that Defence Research and Development Organisation or DRDO successfully tested the new generation nuclear-capable ballistic missile Agni-P from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha at 11:06 a.m. The Agni-P is a two-stage canisterized solid propellant ballistic missile with dual redundant navigation and guidance system. This second flight test has proven the reliable performance of all the advanced technologies integrated into the system. The Additional Director General or ADG of Odisha Police Crime Branch, Sanjeev Panda, reached the SP office at Puri to review the investigation of the sensational murder case of Chittaranjan Pillai, who was a close aide of the Deputy Chairperson of Odisha Planning Board and Senior BJD leader Sanjay Das Barma. The Crime Branch ADG also visited the accident spot of Jagannath Sarangi or Jogga, another associate of Barma, and the spot where the body of Chittaranjan was found. This is what Sanjeev Panda had to say on the matter.
ତାଙ୍କର ଯୋଉ ମୃତ୍ୟୁ ଘଟଣା ସେଟାକୁ ଆମେ କାଫି ସିରିୟସନେସ୍ ସହିତ ଆମେ ତଦନ୍ତ କରୁଛୁ। ଆମର କ୍ରାଇମବ୍ରାଞ୍ଚର ଚାରିଜଣିଆ ତଦନ୍ତକାରୀ ଦଳ ସେମାନେ ବିଭିନ୍ନ ଦିଗରୁ ତାର ତଦନ୍ତ କରୁଛନ୍ତି। ସାକ୍ଷୀମାନଙ୍କୁ ର ବୟାନ ରେକର୍ଡ କରାଯାଉଛି। ଏତଦ୍ୱ୍ୟତ ସାଇଣ୍ଟିଫିକ୍ ଏଭିଡେନ୍ସ ଯେଉଁ ତାର ମଧ୍ୟ ଆନାଲିସିସ୍ ଚାଲିଛି। ସ୍ପଟ୍ ଯେଉଁଟା ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରଦୁମ୍ନ ପୋଖରୀ ପାଖରେ ଯେଉଁଠି ଥିଲେ ଏବଂ ଯେଉଁଟା କେନାଲ ପାଖରେ ନଦୀ ପାଖରେ ଦୁଇଟା ଯାକର ସ୍ପଟ୍ ଭିଜିଟ୍ ମଧ୍ୟ କରିଛନ୍ତି। ଅନ୍ୟାନ୍ୟ ଟେକ୍ନିକାଲ ଏଭିଡେନ୍ସ ମଧ୍ୟ ଆନାଲିସିସ୍ ବର୍ତ୍ତମାନ ଚାଲିଛି। ତେଣୁ ଆମେ ଏଟାକୁ ସବୁ ପ୍ରକାର ଦିଗରୁ ତଦନ୍ତ କରୁଛୁ ଏବଂ କାଫି ସିରିୟସନେସ୍ ସହିତ ଆମର ଟିମ୍ ଏହାର ତଦନ୍ତ କରୁଛି।
Amid rumors of an Omicron-infected person having reached Cuttack from a foreign destination, the district administration has been asked to carry out a probe to find the details. Allaying fears that followed the rumors about the infected returnee, Public Health Director Niranjan Mishra's clarification came during an interaction with the media about Odisha's preparedness to deal with the possible threats of a third wave induced by the Omicron variant of COVID-19. This is what Niranjan Mishra had to say on the matter.
ଅନ୍ୟ ଦେଶରେ ତ ଯେଉଁ ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସମିସନ୍ ବହୁତ ଅଧିକା ଅଛି, ପ୍ରାୟ 5x6-7x ପର୍ଯ୍ୟନ୍ତ ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସମିସନ୍ ଅଛି। ୟୁକେରେ ପୁରା ମାଡ଼ିଗଲାଣି, ତେଣୁ ଆମର ଆସିଲେ ମଧ୍ୟ ନିଶ୍ଚୟ ବଢ଼ିବ, ସେ ତୃତୀୟ ଲହର ସମ୍ଭାବନା ନିଶ୍ଚୟ ଅଛି। ଅଧ୍ୟକ୍ଷ ଆମର ଯିଏ ଯାହା ସରକାରଙ୍କର ଆଡ଼ଭାଇଜରି ଅଛି, ଯେଉଁ ଅନୁସାରେ ଇଣ୍ଟରନ୍ୟାସନାଲ୍ ଟ୍ରାଭେଲର୍ ଆସୁଛନ୍ତି, ତାଙ୍କ ସର୍ଭେଲାନ୍ସ ଚାଲିଛି। ଆମ ଭିତରେ ବି ସତର୍କତା ଆମେ ବଢ଼େଇଛୁ, ସର୍ଭେଲାନ୍ସ ବଢ଼ିବ। ଆମର ଯେଉଁ ହୋଲ୍ ଜିନୋମ୍ ସିକ୍ୱେନ୍ସିଂ ଯାଉଛି, ଟୋଟାଲ୍ ସାମ୍ପଲ୍ରୁ ମଧ୍ୟ ଆମେ ସଂଖ୍ୟା ବଢ଼େଇବାକୁ କହିଛୁ। ଆମ ନର୍ମାଲ୍ ଯେଉଁ ସିକ୍ୱେନ୍ସିଂ କରାଯାଏ, ଆମର ଯେତିକି ଟେଷ୍ଟିଂ ହେଉଛି ତା ଭିତରୁ ତାଙ୍କର ସିକ୍ୱେନ୍ସିଂ ବଢ଼େଇବାକୁ, ତେଣୁ ଯେହେତୁ ଓମିକ୍ରନ୍ ଚିହ୍ନିବାକୁ ହେଲେ ସିକ୍ୱେନ୍ସିଂ ଦରକାର, ତେଣୁ ଟୋଟାଲ୍ ଯେତିକି ଷ୍ଟେଟ୍ର ପଜିଟିଭ୍ ଆସୁଛନ୍ତି ତା ଭିତରୁ କିଛି ଅଧିକା ପଠାଇବା ପାଇଁ ବନ୍ଦୋବସ୍ତ କରାଯାଇଛି।
The Indian Meteorological Department informed that cold wave conditions continue to grip several places of Odisha, with the mercury dipping below 12 degrees Celsius at 12 places during the past 24 hours. According to the morning bulletin of Bhubaneswar Centre of IMD, the lowest minimum temperature of 7 degrees was recorded at Phulbani Town, while Daringbadi and Koraput recorded a minimum temperature of 7.5 degrees Celsius each. Similarly, the minimum temperature at Sundargarh was 9.5 degrees Celsius and it was 9.8 degrees Celsius at Titlagarh, 10 degrees at Bhavanipatna, 10.5 degrees at Sonpur. Keonjhar, Bolangir and Angul towns recorded a minimum temperature of 11 degrees each. The night temperature at Malkangiri and Chandbali was 11.5 and 11.6 degrees respectively. Odisha government approved 4 new infrastructural development projects worth rupees 51.92 crore for industrial estates in the state. The 4 new industrial infrastructure development projects were approved at the Interdepartmental Coordination Committee meeting on Industrial Infrastructure Development Fund. The meeting was chaired by Chief Secretary S.C. Mahapatra. He directed officials to ensure good road, quality power supply, pipe water and drainage and other requirements to all industrial estates, both old and new ones. Principal Secretary Industries Hemant Kumar Sharma said that these projects were essential for furthering industrial activities in the concerned estates and making those more attractive for the investors. The World Health Organization urged countries in the Southeast Asia region to urgently scale up public health and social measures as well as vaccinations to curtail further spread of the COVID-19 variant Omicron. According to the Global Health Body, the hypermutant variant has spread to 77 countries so far. Dr. Poonam Khetrapal Singh, Regional Director of WHO Southeast Asia Region, in a statement said that Omicron appears to spread faster than the Delta variant, which has attributed to the surge in cases across the world in the last several months. Emerging data from South Africa also suggests increased risk of reinfection with Omicron, and there is still limited data on the clinical severity associated with Omicron. A new study shows that there is no evidence that Omicron is less severe than the Delta variant of COVID-19. The new study led by UK's Imperial College London showed that the risk of reinfection with the Omicron variant is 5.4 times greater than that of the Delta variant. According to the researchers, the protection against reinfection by Omicron afforded by past infection may be as low as 19%. In the yet-to-be peer-reviewed study, researchers estimated the growth and immune escape of the Omicron variant in England by using data from all PCR-confirmed SARS coronavirus 2 cases in England between November 29 and December 11. The Indian cricket team had a fun session ahead of the first series training day scheduled in Johannesburg on Saturday, wherein they recharged their batteries with all the cricketers and chief coach Rahul Dravid playing foot volley and indulging in friendly banter. The Indian team is in South Africa for a 3-test series beginning at the Centurion on December 26, which will be followed by 3 one-day internationals. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, or BCCI, posted a video of the cricketers led by Test skipper Virat Kohli troping out with the new chief coach Dravid, joining the fun and playing a game of foot volley. Indian Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary said that complete disengagement at the line of actual control with China has not taken place, so the force continues to remain deployed at forward locations. Speaking during combined graduation parade at Air Force Academy Hyderabad, Air Chief Marshal Chaudhary said that the standoff with China is still there and disengagement has taken place in certain areas only in Ladakh. He said that Indian Air Force is prepared to take on any challenge at the borders. India and China are engaged around 20 months of standoff at the LAC. At least 24 people have been confirmed dead from a fire that broke out at clinic in Japan's Osaka Prefecture, the police said, adding that they are investigating the incident as a suspected arson. The fire broke out on Friday within a medical clinic, which provides psychosomatic and psychiatric treatments on the fourth floor of the building in Osaka's Kitashinchi district. After receiving a report of fire at around 10:20 a.m. local time, the local fire department sent about 70 fire engines and ambulance to the scene. The fire was extinguished by around 10:45 a.m. local time after burning across an area of approximately 25 square meters for about 30 minutes. That's it for today. For news in detail, visit OdishaTV.in, Odisha's premier destination for news updates in English. This is Akanksha signing off.